This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An analyst says Niger's new military rulers have asked for help from the Russian Wagner Group as the deadline nears for the release of the country's ousted president. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's the second time the popular opposition leader has been detained this year. His arrest follows a court convicting him in an asset concealment case, handing down a 3-year prison sentence. It's a fresh blow to Khan's bid to return to power since his ouster. A journalist and researcher says that the request came during a visit by one of the coup leaders to neighbouring Mali, where Wagner is active. He says Wagner is considering the request. Niger's military leaders face a Sunday deadline set by the regional bloc known as ECOWAS to release and reinstate the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, who's described himself as a hostage, or face possible military intervention by the regional bloc. I'm Charles Dulatesma.
Russian officials say Ukrainian drones hit a Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea. The strike late Friday night was a second sea attack involving drones in one day. Ukraine said its sea drones also struck a major Russian port earlier. Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova about the condition of the Russian ship in the first battle.
Reportedly, what is discussed here is that one of the battleships got a serious hull due to this attack and is currently unable to perform its combat tasks. Russian side said that the attack was repulsed, but again, can clearly see that it's something wrong with the battleship.
That is Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Vatican says that Pope Francis prayed silently for peace in the Portuguese shrine town of Fatima. The Vatican spokesman was explaining why Francis again ditched his speech during his visit there. The Vatican spokesman said that Francis always addresses firstly the people he meets as a shepherd and speaks accordingly. Law professor and civil rights scholar Charles J. Ogletree Jr. has died after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's. AP correspondent Norman Hall with details.
Charles Ogletree had a distinguished career at Harvard Law School. His death Friday at age 70 was confirmed by the dean of the school in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ogletree taught Barack and Michelle Obama there. His list of legal clients over the years ranged from the late rapper Tupac Shakur to Anita Hill when she accused Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment. Dean John J. Manning said that Ogletree was a tireless advocate for civil rights, equality, human dignity, and social justice. I'm Norman Hall.
Pakistani police arrested former Prime Minister Imran Khan at his home in the eastern city of Lahore. It is the second time the popular opposition leader has been detained this year. His Saturday arrest followed a court convicting him earlier that day in an asset concealment case, handing down a 3-year prison sentence. It's a fresh blow to Khan's bid to return to power since his ouster and a no-confidence vote in Parliament in April 2022. The jackpot has grown from Mega Millions, with no winner Friday night, pushing the grand prize to over $1.5 billion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Those Mega Millions tickets were selling fast and furious, but no one had that lucky combination. 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and the gold ball, 20. That pushes Tuesday's jackpot to around $1.55 billion. The fact he didn't win is likely disappointing for Kevin Cook of Minnesota, who told us before the drawing,
"A 50-50 chance, right? Either I win or I lose."
This is the 31st time the Mega Millions jackpot is rolled over. A lump sum payout for a winner Tuesday would be about $757 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Greece's resort island of Rhodes is nursing its wounds after 11 days of devastating wildfires. The July blazes fed by heat waves forced 20,000 people to evacuate during the height of tourist season. Ireland is weighing how the crisis will affect its vital tourism sector, which fuels most of its economy and some 20% of Greece's. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.